Fatuma Adan Kusso and her two children are among 900,000 people displaced by drought in Somalia. She's carried her children for more than 300 kilometers to reach humanitarian aid provided by the UN.
When we finished our stock of food from the farm and animals started dying, we could not feed our children. We decided to flee because of hunger.
According to the United Nations, the Horn of Africa is suffering its longest drought in four decades. In Somalia, it says millions of people are facing famine and more than 3 million animals essential to farming communities have died. Crop production has also substantially dropped due to drought. The number of people now in need of urgent humanitarian assistance has increased from around 4 million at the start of the year to more than 7 million.
Our focus is very much on livelihoods. It's providing cash to allow people to buy food to survive. It's about keeping their animals alive with emergency feeding, with vet treatments, with water supplies for animals in a drought context, which is super important.
The Brave Commander is heading to Djibouti carrying 23,000 metric tons of wheat that will be transferred to Ethiopia, one of five countries the UN deems at risk of starvation.
This is the beginning, we hope, of more normal operations. The food of Ukraine fed 400 million people across the world last year. WFP purchased 880,000 metric tons, and we moved that food to Somalia, Yemen, Ethiopia, Sudan.
The mission comes after Russia and Ukraine agreed to a deal with Turkey last month to restart grain deliveries across the Black Sea. The UN ship is the first to set sail for Africa, carrying grain from Ukraine since Russia invaded the country, providing much-needed relief for those suffering from drought in the Horn of Africa. Gillian Wolfe, Al Jazeera.